Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome again. God bless you, you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our whole desire and our endeavor is to bring you the glory of God through a grassroots level. Amen. And that we all can grow thereby. Amen. We thank God for you and you. And Proverbs 27 and 17 talks about iron sharpening iron. Amen. So we're working to help encourage one another and strengthen one another. Amen. That's the whole effort here at Doctrine of Truth. Amen. Keep things simple as possible. Amen. Regardless of who you are, where you're coming from. Amen. What your position is in Christ. And we pray that, amen, that you get something out of the broadcast always. Amen. Father, we thank you, oh God, what you're doing, you're going to do. And Lord, we ask you to bless your message, bless your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And we thank you, Lord, for, amen, looking upon us and having mercy on us. Amen, Lord, as we go forth. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. Thank God for you and you. You can, amen, thank God for all of you. Amen. Wherever you might be on your cell phones or computers, and you always can go back, amen, and view these broadcasts, amen. And also go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. View our website, and you go down at the bottom of the page, and you see Doctrine of Truth. Amen. As well as, if you'd like to contribute to the broadcast, amen, you can do so as well. Amen. Those of you that is on the broadcast for the first time, amen, you know we always, amen, saying that we can't give you credit or anything, but if you want to, always, when we open up the studio, you can press one on your phone, and you can not only listen in, amen, but you can listen in and bring your comments, your vision or your dream or songs. I'm bringing songs, amen, and of encouragement that we can all share in. This is a place, amen, we always like to say that you can come and express yourself without being criticized. Amen. We're not here to criticize anyone. Amen. We're here to help build up each other. Jesus said, amen. And also Proverbs says in Proverbs 26, 24 and 6, Proverbs 24 and 6, it says in a multitude, Proverbs 24 and 6, it said in a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. So what one person can say things and might not have the proof of it, but when two or three, Jesus said in Matthew's 18 chapter, 18 and 19 verse, where two or three come together in his name, then he'll be in the midst. But also when two or three people, amen, bear witness, that's got to be true. Amen. So truth will set you free. Amen. So we're here. We always like to express the idea that you search out the Bible that you have. Just don't pick up any Bible, because that's the Word of God that's been translated in your language, in other languages, because God is the Word. He is the Word. Amen. And he came to the earth through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. From the beginning of time, the Word, Gospel according to John, the first chapter, said the Word, amen, became flesh and walked among us. Amen. And God, thank God for him through his Son, Jesus Christ. So pick up the Word of God and try as much as you possibly can to see what author or translation it came from. Amen. We always like to go back to the old established translation and work yourself up to other translations. Amen. It can give you a clear understanding. But you search the scriptures, amen, Old Testament to the New Testament, amen, they will give you clarity, but it's also as well as what kind of Bible you have. You have the Old Testament, amen, the New Testament, amen. They are one. They are one. The Old Covenant and the New Covenant. You can't have one without the other. King James Bible, amen, the King James translation. Then we have the Amplified translations. It breaks it down to many different parts of the scriptures. Then we have American Standard. Then you have the New International Bible. Then you have the Good News Bibles. Amen. So kind of work yourself in those areas. And I always like to pick up scripture from the, let's say, John 3:16 is known all over the world. Amen. And Revelation. If you think you have a Bible and you feel you want to make sure that it's giving you real clear translations, amen, then compare it with the old. I mean, it might be a harsh word, but you got the American Standard, amen, and kind of see if they deviating too far out of the translation. God, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. They start deviation from only begotten son and want to get into something else. Amen. It's best to leave that alone. Leave that alone. Because the word of God is your strength. The word of God is what feeds your inner man. It feeds your spirit man, your body, soul, and spirit. Amen. When you come in contact with God and be born again, he's not talking about the natural man. That's what Nicodemus, amen, got into that problem. The third chapter of Nicodemus of St. John, I'm saying the third gospel according to John. Amen. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again? Amen. He can go back in his mother's womb. Amen. But he was talking about the inner person, the inner man, the spirit. You are body, soul, and spirit. Amen. You are a spiritual being. And God, amen, is coming back at the spiritual being. Amen. So we're going to be, if you heard about being the rapture, be taken away. So God coming back at the inner man. But we're still here. Why you're still here? Because of the fact he wants to show his power, amen, in you, his strength, his ability, that you be able to stand. I mean, what could continue to live for him regardless of what pressures and situation goes on, amen, in your life, amen, try to rock you or stop you from continuing living a Christ-like life, amen, a life where you lay down all the old made-up rules and regulations and you now accepting God's rules and regulation through his son teaching. Amen. That's what make you a Christian. You start following Jesus' teaching and Jesus' instruction. Amen. And that will begin to separate you. And you don't have to worry about it. You meet that standard because the world is going to test you. They just begin to talk against you. Amen. And explain to you why you stop, amen, cursing or lying or shooting or gambling or smoking or whatever. Amen. They'll let you know. Amen. You think you're better than anybody else? You know, that's the enemy tactic, that he come to rock your personality and your strength. Take your strength from you. Amen. What you standing, because you're looking for eternal life. You're looking at the big picture. You're not just looking at the little relationship here where we are living for the relationship here to show our brothers and sisters that there's a better, there's an alternative, that there's a hope in this life, that there is, amen, a joy in this life under conditions, under circumstances, amen, without materialism, amen, and other idolatries, there is a God, amen. And once you come in contact with the real God, amen, nothing else matters but He wants you to live here, amen, until he come. And that's by showing other people, amen. You don't never know who around you feeling so oppressed about life, just being so upset about they never can have anything. They never, amen, they feel defeated all the time. They feel that's all that's in this life, that's all. No, not so, not so. Amen. They are dealing with the wrong system. Amen. You have to deal with a godly system. And when they begin to, what we're talking about on this subject, amen, the secret power of prayer. Amen. Prayer. Amen. We're looking at, amen, we're going to look at some of the definitions. And part of your studies, amen, you have to get you, amen, a Bible dictionary and a book of references, amen, to go along with your Bibles. Amen. Some Bibles have references inside the Bible, amen, concordance, amen. And we're looking up of the word prayer, amen, from Unger's Dictionary by Moody Press. It's one of the old dictionaries. Amen. We're going to look at the word prayer. Amen. Prayer. And one of the requests of prayer, that prayer, the doctrine of Christian prayer, amen, the teaching about prayer, amen, is found, amen, all from the Old Testament. Amen. Enoch prayed. First time you find the word, amen, a prayer is found in Enoch in Genesis. Amen. That term, the history. It says prayer constituting, as it does, the most direct expression of religious feeling and consciousness, has been from the very first the principal meaning by which men created in the image of God have evidenced their attitude towards him. And from the earliest time, ever since in the days of Enoch, men began to call upon the name of the Lord in Genesis 4:26. It has a form of integrating part of the public worship of God. The patriarchs, pious Israelites, in all ages have expressed the feeling and disposition of their hearts by prayer, by praising, thanksgiving, prayer, and intercession before God. Find that in Genesis 18:23. Amen. You can Exodus 32:11, 1 Samuel 1:10. Amen. So we have, the law did not prescribe any prayer for public worship except the confession of sin on their great day of atonement in Leviticus 16:21. Amen. So it's not a law. Amen. We find that also prayer has always been given. Amen. It's so commonly given during sacrifices. Amen. There are hours of prayer. Amen. It began to establish a practice. You have during the sacrifice, they have a prayer in the morning. Daniel did that in 6:10. Then about the third hour, Acts 2:15, about the midday. And about the sixth hour, Acts 10:9. Amen. And at evening time, during the sacrifice, about the ninth hour, you find that in Daniel 9:21, Acts 3:1 in the New Testament. Amen. There's different ways you can pray. Some laid straight out on the floor. Amen. Some lay down kneeling. Some stood with their hands towards heaven. In case of deep penetrating prayer, it was usually smitten on the chest with their hands. You find that in Luke 18:13. Amen. Many requests, the elements of power. There are certain elements of power in prayer which have a clear and scripture ground, firmament of the mind, James says in 5:16 in the New Testament. And in such a prayer, the mind is intensely active. The object of which we pray is grasped in all the vigor of thought and feeling. Another element of power lies in the help of the Holy Spirit. There are in Scripture clear promises of His help and statement, which mean the same thing. You find that Zechariah 12 and 10. Amen. So you have Romans 8, 26. See, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, He helps our infirmities. He helps our infirmities. All right, we're not going to get too technical, get too involved in Scripture, because here we desire to, amen, break things down, make it clear and simple, amen, about prayer. Jesus prayed so, the disciples, amen. We wonder why Jesus praying so. He constantly, amen, he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He just prayed all the time, and they wanted to know, Lord, what's involved in this? What's let us know what's going on. Let us know. Paul said in Ephesians 6, amen, the chapter, amen, in the 28th verse, the 5th chapter, no, 6th chapter, Ephesians 18 verse, a prayer, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watch thereunto in all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. We pray all the time for everyone, everybody. Amen. And here's the one we want to rest a little bit, but we know we always have different of you come in and bring your outlooks and your direction with God and help you. Amen. In the book of the epistle of Jude, amen, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, amen. And Jude is not one chapter in Jude, and Jude began to close it out at the 20th verse. He said, Behold, build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Build up is, amen, what you already have going, what you already have in God. What you already have in God. Amen. You might, amen, have started a little project. Those of you who build or start something, and you want to add to what you already have. Amen. And that close tension and a close heartfelt communication with God. Amen. It will build. God said, amen. Jude was saying, the brother of Jesus, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, said the more you talk to God, and we're talking about God the Father, God the creator of heaven and earth. There are many other gods out there, and there are many other religions that you, if you watch them, amen, they pray. They talk to their God. And it builds up a relationship. It builds up a communication line. Their heartfelt spirit touch whoever they're reaching out to, because they know whatever God that is that they're serving, hear them. But we know, those of us that accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, you accept God, amen, in the dictionary was saying, and many of you know, amen, you open up your mouth and say, well, Lord, forgive me of my sin. That's a prayer. 1 John 1 and 9 talks about the whole book of 1 John is written to the Christian. Amen. And you say anything to God, amen, it's like almost a prayer. Amen. Because you can worship God in a song. Amen. You can worship Him. Amen. In music. Amen. You worship in him and giving. Amen. So when you pray, though, when you, your conversation, say, Our Father, the way Jesus said, Our Father, where we talk, what Father you talk about? The Father in heaven. Amen. Holy is thy name. Amen. You begin to talk about and have a conversation, amen, with him. It can be privately. You know, many times we go to church and you worship God. And that's why it's good to have a church on, because you have a common denominator there. Everybody there is coming in there to worship their God, worship God through prayer and song, amen, and giving, amen. And you feel that that helps build you, that environment helps build you. Everybody coming in there to build up their faith, build up their relationship with God. Then if you leave, you build up your relationship, amen, constantly by prayer. Amen. Constantly by prayer. Amen. And Paul said, man should always pray. Amen. Other words, you know, you pick up your, if I can use an example, pick up your, amen, heavenly cell phone and dial in Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. Or either say, God, connect me to your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. That would be the example. Amen. Try to simplify it so. And the more you talk to him, and the more you relate to him, your heartfelt sympathy, your heartfelt burden, amen. The song we say, amen, we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. We should take everything. Peter said, cast your cares upon him, for he care for you. Amen. Anybody care for you, Jesus. Anybody care for you? That's what the cross is about. The cross remind you of the suffering and the trials and things he went through for you. Amen. And the you might consider this as a business point of view why the church, amen, able to function. Because the church was came through hardship and sacrificing. Amen. The church came through trials and tribulation. He was born in suffering. Amen. So the church know how to shake it off and keep going. Amen. Because God is in it. So when you look at that cross and you don't see nobody on it, because Jesus came off the cross. Jesus came off the cross and he became Christ Jesus. He became Christ Jesus. So the more you talk to him, he was bruised for of iniquity. Amen. He was chastised and he, transgression. And by his stripes we are healed. Amen. So the cross showing suffering. Amen. So he can relate. Isaiah 61. He can relate to loneliness and confusion and trials and tribulation. If anybody can relate, he can. Even death. Amen. He rose from the dead. Amen. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So when you begin to talk to him, Jesus Christ, amen, God's son. And you know that the more you do practice, practice is a very key to a lot of things that we know, driving, learning, amen, practice. The more you practice, more confidence you get, amen, and the more you begin to feel better about whatever it is, amen, you begin to see, amen, you're building up your most holy faith in God. You're building, you're adding to. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things are not seen. That's power, amen, power. Little prayer, little faith, amen. Amen, little prayer, more prayer, more power. Amen, little prayer, little power. Amen, it just means that you have, amen. You ever seen people in the older saints and around you and say, well, I don't know how you made it. And you look back, look, the year's back gone. Let's look back last year, the early part of this year, how you made it. You say the prayer. Amen. You can't touch God. Amen. If you can't touch God, then how all of us got saved? How people can get saved? That's the question. How does this mighty, powerful God knows everything, see everything? Amen. He know. I don't need to say nothing. He knows. No, No, that is not it. He loved the communication. He loved to be trusted. He loved, that's why Adam and Eve, he communed with Adam and Eve in the beginning of time, in the garden. In the garden, he want to, amen, communicate with his creation. He's there all the time. He's always speaking. We just have to tune out things. Amen. All right, we're going to talk about prayer. We're talking about prayer. Amen. Job said, build up your most holy faith. Amen. Build it up. Build it up. Build it up. Amen. Jesus said, amen. Faith. You can speak to a mountain. How you get that mountain faith? Prayer. Amen. Talking to God. And, you know, I found, and I'm going to get ready to go to, we're getting ready to go to the studio. The enemy like to fight in close. Amen. There's things that we have learned in the army. Amen. Hand-to-hand combat. Hand-to-hand combat. When you get in, you lose your gun and your rifle and your thing, the enemy like to come in close. You have to learn how to defend yourself. And what you found out, amen, if you watch it, amen, when you get ready to, about to give up, amen, the enemy will come in and make a little statement to kind of push you to give up. Amen. You never expect it. If you're down, amen, the enemy will kick you. Don't do that. Amen. He wants to deal with you, amen, in your mind, in your memory. Amen. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do this. Yes, you do. Amen. So the more you pray, the more you can hear the voice of God, the more clearer you get that contact, amen, of God. All right, we're going to get off that. We're going to open up the studio. I'm quite sure we thank God for you and you and you, amen, that we have many more revelations coming through about prayer and the power of prayer. Amen, the power of prayer. You can push one, amen, on your phone, amen, or call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Push one on your phone, those of you first time callers, and our technician will put you in. Amen. And we will not announce your name. We will give out your area code and your last four digits. Amen. We're talking about the secret power of prayer. Secret power of prayer. Amen. Why the atheists, some other groups that pray, and you know they're serving the wrong God. Amen. Since you come into Christ, you know what they're saying and what they're doing is not right. Amen. But they have that confidence. They found a confidence. They found that confidence in their God. Amen. Amen. It might be a little statue. And like Jeremiah said, it can't talk, speak, and it can't hear. But the man got to worship something. It's in him. It's in him. Amen. It's in his mind. His nature. Automatically, he's going to worship something. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone, and or either you can call a friend and tell a friend, amen, to listen to the broadcast. Amen. You can come back on it later on tonight or tomorrow, next week. You can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can be a prayer warrior. Some of you are being prayer warrior. Go to prayer bands. Amen. Some of you involved, amen, in prayer, prayer teams. Amen. They go out and pray. Some of you have prayer ministries. Amen. And you know that God lives. You know God is still alive. Because, amen, you can see his handiwork. Amen. And you feel so confident. So whatever you run into, because of prayer. Daniel prayed so. But Daniel prayed three times a day. Amen. You might have some, might say, how can I get started in prayer? Amen. Just write a little note, something in the bathroom, something remind me by your alarm clock or your bed. You get up in the morning, pray. Amen. Say a little prayer. Amen. It could be 1 minute, 2 minutes, three or four seconds or whatever, and go on to another one about lunchtime, and amen, afternoon, then at night. And after a while, your mind begin to develop, and your inner man begin to develop in hunger. Amen. Slowly building. Amen. God can give you other things. The Spirit of God can give you other things. Amen. He'll help you. Amen. To intercede. Jesus is interceding now, right hand of Christ in heaven for us. All right, you can push one on your phone. Push one. Amen. And our technician will put you in. The power, the secret power, amen, of prayer. The secret power of prayer. Amen. There are many things that sometimes we don't practice enough. Amen. It's good. Amen. We need it all. We need a balance. You need a balance in your life. Amen. You need a balance praising God and thanking God. Amen. But you also, we follow after Jesus. He is our example. Amen. He's in our example. Amen. And Jesus prayed. So the mighty works and things that he done, the deliverance that he done, to helping others. And that's what give you the heart. That's what give you the heart of things. That's what give you the heart of things. All right. We have a caller. Amen. Amen. I thought we had a call online. Amen. I guess we don't.
Amen. Yes. Good evening, Bishop.
Yes. God bless you. Yes. Go right ahead. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. It's good to be on the call again. Thank God for the broadcast. It's always a great subject. Hey, you know what I was thinking about this prayer? You know, I thought about Adam. And Adam had the opportunity to in the cool of each day, that God would come and visit with him and would communicate with him. And every day he looked forward to this because he knew that God was faithful to come and speak with him. Now, since that time, the whole purpose of Jesus coming was to save us. But one of the things he did, he rent that veil in half so that we as believers no longer needed someone to intercede for us. The veil being written now in half, we had free access to God. Now, how do we have that access to God? It's through prayer. Prayer is communication with God. And the way that we should look at that is it's the same way with our families, our natural families. When your child is born into the world, once they get old enough to start speaking, then the father is constantly speaking to the child, and to the child get comfortable in knowing that they can talk to the father about anything. The father is now, through communication over the years, as the child grows, the child begins to know that he can go to his father with anything that is on his mind and just talk to the father, and the father is always going to steer him in the right way to go. So thus he become comfortable, and he become comfortable knowing that anytime that he can go to the father and just communicate with him. And he does this regularly because this is his father. And the more he communicate with the father, the more confidence he have in his father. as he grows into an adult, he knows that his father is going to be the one who's going to constantly give him the information he needs as he grows in this world. This is what we're doing with God. When we become believers, now we got to start communicating with God. Always reverencing God as the source of our life, but we got to speak with him on a regular basis. Otherwise, how are we going to get to know God if we don't communicate with him regularly? That means any time that you have anything on your mind that you want answer to, you say the word of God, say anybody like wisdom, let him ask of God. And God will give that to him. So prayer is what we have as it's our communications device that we have in order to get to know God. So that's what I want to say, Bishop.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very, very well pointed out. Amen. And we thank God that, amen, we are capable, and God have not taken that privilege from man to communicate with him as a amen. One of his children, like it was said, the father constantly listened to his children. Amen. Amen. We have that ability. Amen. And people, I guess the world has always said, when you pray, sign of weakness. It's not a sign of weakness. Amen. It's a sign of strength. Amen. The more you exercise it, amen, you know you can move things. You can move things. God will move things for you. Amen. Because he wants us to intercede. He wants someone to stand in a session. All right. As always, we thank God for you. Amen. We can push one on your phone here. We're moving right along. Amen. We don't want to take up none of in one time. Amen. Because we are looking at, amen, a good. Hello? Yes. All right, we're going right along here, and we talk about the power of prayer. The power of prayer. You feel like you can't do anything, amen, about the situations that are happening in the world, amen, or in the community, amen, on your job, on your family, amen. You're a child of God, amen. You can call on the benefits, amen, and relationships that God has given you. And many times you should thank God for, amen, that what he's doing, because of the fact it takes you out of the picture. Amen. Nobody can point at you or point at things, amen. It takes you out of the picture, but you know, spiritual thing, you're talking to God about it, because you know God going to do the right thing. Amen. He's going to make things better. Not only for his children, but sometimes for the whole community. Amen. Prayer. Man should always pray and not faint. Talk about prayer. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. We can go right along here. Amen. We don't want to take up anybody else's time or give you time to express yourself. Amen. And maybe you have
Bishop.
And bought. Go right ahead. Yes, sir.
Brother Garrett.
All right.
I'm listening and kind of enjoying, kind of fell into enjoyment right there. And I like to contribute one or two ideas on the power of prayer. I don't think I ever saw it this way, but I believe it's an insight to me. You mentioned men ought to always pray and not cease, or not faint. But the situation is, this is what happens when you are filled with the Holy Ghost. When God's Spirit resides in you, you no longer your own. You're God's. In other words, the Holy Ghost is your connector, and you can pray 24 hours of the day. So that says, that simplifies what Paul was saying. I can't imagine he was happy when it was related, revealed to him that men ought to always pray, lifting up holy hands. In other words, it's not the place or the fixture of you doing it. It's what's inside of you. Amen.
Right.
The Lord said he never leave us nor forsake us. Now on that same note, you look at the Apostle John. And John 1, he talking about not so much a good friendship, but he talking about a fellowship, you see. And this is what's when the Holy Ghost fills our vessel. You see, it's just what he said. He said, I and God will come and reside in you. So this is what happens to us. We are hooked up. Amen. That's why he said we become the church. The church abides in you. Now, wherever the church is, there you will find the order and command of our Lord Jesus. So what we have to do is, like Paul said in Colossians, we have to set our affections on things above. We already hooked up to him. Now, my Lord have mercy, now you got to open your mouth. Now you got to fix your thoughts toward heaven. Even when you get sick, you got to get, I'm getting up out of this bed. You see what I'm saying? You got the picture. And see, this the authority. Jesus said that God gave us the power. You see, he gave us the authority to become his sons. You see what I'm saying? And this is what he's talking about. So now we have to open your mouth. He already know how you feel. You know that. He already know where you are. He going to know what you're going to do before you do it. Now it's in our court. Now you open your mouth and you talk to your father. Since he home with you, talk to him. And make sense, don't it? And this is where the authority comes. See, it's in you. But you got to work with him. You are joint heir. You are joint heir with Jesus. And because of Jesus, what he did gives us the access into this favor, this grace. So what you got to do is sometimes you got to shut down Aaron. You got to shut down Deacon Bishop Poole and give God, what did he say? He said to me one time, you know how the spell stop. I said, yeah, S-T-O-P. He said, that's what you got to do sometimes. Especially when God, see, he ain't going to break in and run you down because he already home. He already with you. All he wants is your attention. Amen. And that love that's in us operates, and it gives you authority. You can run through a troop. You can jump over a mountain in the spirit. See what I'm saying? So that's what I was looking at there. I said, man, look at that right there. Because it's getting late in the hour, and we got to be always aware, because all this stuff going on in the world is extracting our attention and getting our attention. When the most of attention is right in your soul, look in that word and rediscover, amen, what he did for you. You see? So that's what I was listening there. As Brother Hester was speaking there, I said, man, look at that right there. So that's why we focus so much on the Word of God, because the Holy Ghost in us, you see, as we articulate, we reason, we delight ourselves in thinking, we are looking at this Word, and the Holy Ghost is, now you having church all by yourself, in a sense. But that's where we get the authority at. This is the overcoming that the church need. You see what I'm saying? So thank you, Bishop. I appreciate the program. Keep on talking to us.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. All of you are soldiers on the front line. Those that come in on the broadcast, God's going to use you, amen, mightily next year. Amen. And I just had this thought revelation. Amen. The saints of God, amen, those that come in contact with God, all those older saints, amen, the old patriarchs, amen, why they stand the ground, so like Job, and you know, when they come into real contact with God, amen, they no more, amen, look at the world as being defeated. They understand, like Paul was saying, that, amen, we don't wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. Paul began to say, they understand now that this thing is a spiritual warfare. Amen. And God, amen, he wants to utilize, amen, voices to intercede from his people. Amen. He's not going to overstep. God can overstep any time and destroy everything, set up everything. Amen. But he wanted, like he used Jesus down through 42 long generation, God came. Amen. The laws and rules and regulations set up. So those of us that's in Christ to fight the problems and things that goes along, amen, you need to be a Joseph in prayer. I say Joseph in prayer. He called you, you intercede. It's no more about you. It's about what's going on in the spirit around your home, your family, your job. Amen. So if I can put that together, I got a little teeny revelation about this. So we're praying not only to help ourselves, amen, I understand that, but our brothers and our sisters and our community, amen. Like Jeremiah said, he's looking for a man. I think Jeremiah or Ezekiel said, amen, running to and fro. We're looking for somebody, amen, to use. And this use is spiritual. Amen. Prayer is a front line. Amen. You can get it done in heaven. Amen. And it manifests itself here on earth. Amen. So once you stand your ground and they go in your secret closet and start praying, I remember, amen, if you push one on your phone, I think I'm having a little technical problem between my technician and me, but if you just say amen, I'll hear you. Amen. I don't get stressed out too much on this revelation, but amen. So you're not just praying for you. Amen. You see something in the community, God might give you, pray for the fires that's going on in California. Pray against the weather. Amen. It's happening in other parts of the world. Amen. You can intercede. Amen. Step in the spirit, talking to God about it. Amen. Prayer warrior, a warrior. You don't have to be on a team, but just remember, you're more than just natural. Amen. You complicated in a sense, because you're more spiritual now. You're more spiritual. All right. I don't know if we have anyone that pushed one on the phone, but we're getting close to. Amen. If you ever notice, everybody want to pray when things get rough. Amen. Difficulties, they reach out. They reach out to God. Amen. But we got the pass key. Amen. God and His Son Jesus Christ. Amen. We can utilize the benefits. The more benefits we utilize, not only it builds you. It builds you. All right, you can press one on your phone. Amen. We take two more callers before we get ready to go into prayer. Amen. But those of you on this prayer line tonight, amen, tooling up, amen, somebody tonight, tomorrow, whatever the Spirit fall on you to pray. Amen. You have me to pray for somebody. Amen. Pray. Doesn't have to be your family. It could be your community. Amen. All right. Go right ahead.
Amen, Bishop. Bishop, looking at over in Philippians and the word said that don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And what we're saying is when we pray, we don't pray, we're not so much praying the problem, but praying, thanking God for coming into the problem. And
right.
and being sincere in your thanks for God, your thanksgiving for God coming in, because of the fact once God comes into the situation now, you're not to worry. So your prayers is that God will come into the situation, not that God is like a genie in a lamp or he granting all your wishes, but God's coming into your prayer to give you understanding. So when it doesn't happen according to what your timetable is, know your thanksgiving and faith in God in the situation, knowing that God's going to give you understanding. So when he does work it out, you won't be impatient. Your faith will be strong,
right,
knowing that God's going to work it out. So you give him thanksgiving in the prayer for coming in the situation so you can have the understanding and not be impatient, because that's what the enemy wants you to do, to get impatient, to put God on a schedule or some kind of time clock. But God has never been late. He's always been on time.
All right. Very good. Always. He's always on time. Amen. That means it'd be worked out when he get there, and whatever the situation, it'd be solved. You know, we get involved and say, oh, I forgot about this. I forgot all that. Completely solved. Amen. All right. Any more comments? Amen. We take one more caller. Amen. Prayer. Amen. Jesus used it. He used that benefit. And he showed us what to do.
Yeah,
amen.
Bishop,
we yes, sir.
We pray.
Go ahead.
We pray and give God thanks, because the problem, you just said it, the problem already solved. See,
right,
sometimes for your pain leaves your body, God done already took your pain away. Amen.
All right.
Before you get feel like you heal, he done already heal you. You see what I'm saying? So this is why we are urged and we are taught, give thanks to God. You see, in all situations, give thanks. We have oftentimes we want God to come and remove our cancer and do such and such for us, but that's not the real issue, because he know the real issue. See, he comes, he done already healed what caused the cancer. Amen. Though it's still
all
in
right.
your body. You see how I'm saying? All you do is thank him. Now, if you love and trust him, this is how we do it. You see? One more thing I want to say is that we are in a fellowship with him, and we come in the fellowship. This is what John was saying, that how they held Jesus and they knew him. So we are in a fellowship. But the only thing God don't want in the fellowship is my sins. I'm welcome
right.
there. He loved me. But my sins got to go. So then he instructs me. He said, confess your sins. And he said, just like a daddy, I'm just to forgive you. You see what I'm saying? And my son, Jesus, his blood, you know what Jesus did for all the whole world. He'll wash away your sins. You see what I'm saying? So this is where we are. We have to love one another. Talk to one another. Get rid of this stuff that Satan has pulled. See, he wants everybody to wear a gold necklace when you don't need a gold necklace. All you need is just a necklace. So the Lord inspired, he said, ask. He said, knock. Didn't he say so? He said, and these are just forms of prayer. As you ask and you knock, you intensify. He done heard you. He done answer you because you his child. He cannot lie about the issue. He said, I'll never leave you. So ain't no need of me acting like he down the street somewhere and I'm calling him to help me. because he's right here with me. So that's what I was looking at. I thank God for it. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. Thank God for you. Amen. Like I said, make a comment here and getting ready for prayer. Then we just go on into prayer. Amen. Those that want to lead us in a prayer, amen. Whatever God put on your mind, your heart, amen. You're welcome. We'll start out with prayer,
Lord,
now.
We are grateful for this program, and we thank you for the use that you're getting. And our prayer is that somehow you're served in a manner that we know not of. We thank you for Bishop and all his efforts, his abilities, his ingenuity, his approach to situations today. We thank you, oh God, how you kept all of us, and you're yet bringing us together. We thank you for the great love you have for us, how you pour out on us and how you help men. We thank you for the approach that you're taking with all men, approaching us, amen, that when our souls should leave our bodies, that we would have served and we would have made uses of the blood of Jesus. So we thank you tonight for all. Now we just ask blessing and continue to bless and keep us looking to heaven. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. All right, ahead.
Father God, we let no foul or unpolluted, polluted language come out of our mouth. We speak no evil word, but we speak what is wholesome and pure and honorable, Father God. Lord God, we speak those things that would be a blessing to one another, uplifting one another, Father God, that we would walk and grow spiritually, and like iron sharpening an iron. We thank you, Father God, for the love of each other that we pour out in prayer for each other as we pray for one another. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy and grace. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else? Let's go right ahead. Speaking. Go right ahead. Amen. All right. All right. Amen. We thank you. Amen. God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord said, where two or three touch and agree, whether it's bound in heaven, amen, is bound in the earth. Oh, God, we bind, oh, God, all weapons, amen, the enemy tries to throw at us, amen. Those that are listening by radio, by internet, amen, viewing this broadcast, and today or tomorrow, whenever, Lord, stretch your hands right now, oh, God, through your spirit in heaven, oh, God, and you can touch, oh, God, and quicken, oh, God, the inner man. Amen. Loose things in heaven, oh, God, because we agree according to your word. Loose healing, loose prosperity, oh, God. The family and friends that they're speaking to and speaking for. And, Lord, make an intercession that we stand in your name, oh, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Oh, God, that you shed on Calvary, oh, God, for us in the natural. But in the spirit, man, God, we give you the joy and we give you praise. Lord, we pray that it be built up, amen, spiritual in Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you all. Good to have you. Amen. Spread the good news that Jesus is still alive. He's not dead. The victory is still as ours. Amen. We're going to continue to pray and practice. Pray for one another. Pray for those that are not here. Amen. Let God do the perfect work. The more you pray, the more building blocks add to your faith. Amen. The more you pray, amen, the more encouragement you build up in you. Amen. You speak it in your mouth. You hear it in your ear. Amen. Faith come by hearing. Amen. The more you speak it out positive, amen. And don't give up. Just don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just don't give up. Amen. Keep pressing. Just don't give up. God will make a way because you talk to him. Until next time, have faith in God. God bless you.